Well, what we've done is we've used different sources of data. We've used the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System as well as the National Household Travel Survey, and we were able to parse this data over 318 counties across 44 states and looked at how people use mass transit as well as how people how obesity rates have evolved over the last few years. This is a cross-sectional study, which means it's a sliver of time. We're actually doing a follow-up study, which is longitudinal, which is actually even more informative, but we're not quite ready to go live with that one yet. But in essence, the data is all there. The challenge is being able to bring it together, and we've been able to do that in this case as well as many other cases on other problems.
Were you concerned at all that your data might be skewed? For instance, I'm thinking here in Urbana-Champaign, a county you probably included. It's a fairly wealthy community. It's a university town. Faculty and staff are more likely to ride the bus, and they might also be more concerned about health than other places around the nation.
Well, I understand completely what you're saying. In other words, could we tease out more insights into the characteristics of the counties that led to lower obesity rates when people increased their usage of public transportation? I think that's what you're asking. And the answer is we couldn't do that simply because the data did not have that much information to be able to do that. You know, we're always limited by what the data is being provided to us or what's available. We'd love to ask a question like that and answer it. The difficulty is finding the data to support the analysis, and we don't want to stretch beyond what the analysis tools are indicating. So we really can't say that. Although if one observes high usage of public transportation, with people are using it, you know, on the order of around 11 trips a month, you start to see a drop in the obesity rate in the county. Now, where is that obesity rate drop coming from? Which people? The data is far too coarse to be able to say that. But we know in general you're going to see the reduction in obesity in the counties, and that translates into lower health care costs, healthier population, so many other positive things. And this is the association that we observed.
And what's the ratio?
What it is that when you have an increase on the order of 1% of what we call frequent travelers or frequent riders, which is around people who do it around 11 times a month, or a couple times a week, we'll see a drop in the obesity on the order of 0.221%. That's the exact number. So, and we took into account a variety of things because it's very easy to notice the association with other factors like education, employment status, healthcare coverage, household income, poverty rates. We took all that into account so that we corrected for any possible associations with those to come up with these numbers, which we found very, very fascinating that you can actually do this.
From the data collected, were you able to draw conclusions on the reason for the drop?
And that we don't know. We can kind of connect the dots saying that if someone chooses to use a bus or any kind of mass transit, there's a certain amount of physical activity that's required for them to get to the public transportation and to leave the public transportation for their final destination, which just is not present when we're taking an automobile. And even though it seems very innocuous, when you add 5 or 6 minutes of walking on each side and add up the calories burned, it translates into more energy being spent and ultimately lower obesity. And now the study does not indicate that, but that's the natural connecting of the dots.